We've had plenty of On Your Bike stuff this afternoon, haven't we?
We are very two-wheel fantastic and friendly, aren't we?
Yes, we've already heard from the nocturnal cyclists.
Yes.
But heading to Brighton today, you're bound to see a few more people on two wheels.
It is, of course, the London to Brighton bike ride. And Dan Benton is one of those mad fools taking part, and we say mad fools advisedly, because he's taking part in a bike ride on skates. Dan, how are you, mate?
I'm good, thank you.
I have tremendous, I don't know whether concern or respect is the correct word, quite frankly, Dan, at this moment in time. I would imagine you're going through a similar quandary yourself.
Absolutely. What? I must admit, if it hadn't been for sponsorship, I probably would have bugged out by now.
And what cause are you doing it for?
I'm currently doing it for Portsmouth Hospital's NHS Trust.
Fantastic.
My grandfather very well, so at least I could do.
Well, I will throw you what's known as a full toss down leg side for you to punch away for six easy runs. Is there a website we should go to commend a man for doing the London to Brighton bike ride on skates by any chance?
You could certainly go to our skating website, which is Camberley Skaters or cskate.co.uk, and you'll see some information on there. There's quite a few skaters on this trip tonight. A few of us are getting sponsored. But foolishly enough, a lot of people are doing it just for fun.
Dan, you're sounding remarkably, well, relaxed. Whereabouts are you at the moment?
I think I'm kind of seeing the end in sight. I'm just coming to Ditchling now, and everything tells me that Ditchling Beacon, which is the big hill, is in front of me. In fact, I can see it in front of me right now.
Oh, no, that's not a good moment when a big hill appears in front of you on roller skates, is it, frankly?
Dan, didn't you contemplate just hanging onto the back of someone's bike?
Yes.
Because Frank Spencer did that on roller skates once, and it was a tremendous success, as I remember. He clung onto the back of the bike. I remember that scene very well. So what sort of speed are you keeping up, Dan?
I must admit, I'm being a lot slower than I thought. I thought I was going to do about 10 miles an hour, and I'm probably averaging about 6. But I'm just sort of keeping it going, keeping my head down, and hopefully I'll end up in Brighton at some point.
Yes, that sounded like a skid there. Someone suddenly realised. What sort of reaction are you getting from the people around you? I mean, are they, you know, are they full of the joys of spring and supporting all you, or do people tend to stop and stare and say, "There's a loon doing it on skates"?
I've had quite a few comments like that, but no, generally they've been really supportive. And as we've been getting nearer and nearer the end, they've been even more supportive. So the bikes have been going past and sort of shouting, "Almost there!" and "Keep going!" And I'm actually doing it in fancy dress today.
Sorry, hang on. No, you slipped that one at the end for a bonus point for 10. What, you're doing the London to Brighton bike ride on roller skates and in fancy dress?
Yes, well, a few people that sponsored me decided for a joke to put in that they would double my sponsorship if I did it in fancy dress. So I fancied a challenge, well, even more than the challenge I'm doing now. So I'm dressed as Barney Rubble.
Oh, good man. Do you know what? We both just looked at each other and we did that, "What's he wearing?" whisper. It was like, and you volunteered. You're just, let me guess, it's a long shot. Is there a Fred Flintstone there too?
There is, yeah.
I thought there would be. Did you get a 2-for-1 deal from the hire shop?
Unfortunately not, but...
You what? You took their very best Fred Flintstone, Barney Rubble. Who are they going to hire those two on a Sunday afternoon? if not to a man on skates going to Brighton?
It's definitely going to need a wash before it goes back, that's for sure.
Imagine collecting the Barney Rubble costume from a bloke who just skated to Brighton in it and they've not bothered cleaning it.
I wondered how they got their cars going. Dan Benton, thank you very much. He is skating from London to Brighton. We will hopefully catch up for him.
Yeah, don't turn your phone off, Dan.
When he successfully manages to get over that big hill that looms in front of him. Dan is London to Brighton. If you know anyone else that's cycling the route this afternoon,